Good morning, KC. It is the Rockin' and Tracy Show. Yes, it is the holiday season already. A lot of sales are going on. We had a staff meeting yesterday, and I was just curious. Everybody started talking about gifts for kids. Jenny Matthews brought up a couple things.
Because she still has young kids,
yes.
And like our boss has young nieces. My kids are now 13 and 16, so I'm kind of past that stage.
Right. So we want to know. We want the parents to give us a call so parents will be informed. There's so many different gadgets and toys. I don't even know how these kids find out about these things.
Well, it's the television, Rocket. That's how I found out everything in my life.
I think it's YouTube, too. My youngest nephew will watch YouTube videos where these kids unpackage toys.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how they find out about it, too.
But we want to know what's the big one of the season. What is the one toy your kid has to have? Or what do you think is going to be that, you know, everyone, like, it's not going to be on the shelf because it's gone.
Can you explain to me, and because I'm still a little confused. You know, when we have meetings, I'm always out of it because I'm so tired after work.
You don't pay attention.
But so what exactly is this toy? Is it exclusively at Target?
Oh, I don't know the name of it.
I think it's LOL Surprise, something like that. And there you can get a big ball or you can get a little ball, and it's full of teeny tiny toys.
So I want to hear from you, Casey. What are you buying the kids, your younger kids, for the holidays? You know, as we have the holiday hookup going on. So I want to know, 816-576-7093 or #93. Have you started shopping for your boys, Teresa?
No, and we won't until after Thanksgiving. Probably a week before Christmas is when I'll go shopping. But my boy, I'm telling you, and this has been true for the last several years, they're kind of boring. It's just video games. That's all they want. They want different games. It'll all be GameStop.
All right, phones are lit up. By the way, thank you for helping us out, KC.
Let's go to Kaylee.
Hi, Kaylee.
Hi.
Hi.
The toy that my daughter really wants is the Hatchimal.
Yep.
What's a Hatchimal?
It's like the Furby, I guess, in a way, except it hatches out of an egg.
And I saw looking at, you know, surveys and things online, and it showed the Hatchimals were on the list, and then I guess there's a new version where they're teeny tiny, like little baby eggs.
Yes, it has two of them in there.
Yeah.
No, I saw, I've been seeing these TV commercials for the Tickle Me Elmo that's been around for years.
It's coming back, and so is, what did we figure out? Teddy Ruxpin is back.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Now, are you having a hard time finding these gifts?
No, I actually bought my daughter the one that has the two of them. I bought it at Target a couple weeks ago because they had a coupon, so I wanted to get it out of the way because if you wait too long, you're not going to be able to find them.
That's
what I couldn't find one last year.
That's what I think is going to happen this year, the way they make the supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you for sharing.
No problem, thank you.
Let's go to Joanna.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What are the hot toys?
My kids all want fingerlings. They're like little, like animals that you put on your fingers, and you just walk around and have little monkeys and different animals on your fingers. And they've watched them on YouTube about 1,000 times. And my mom already has some on layaway for them, but they're really hard to find.
They are. See, that's what I don't like is when things become so high in demand that you can't find them anywhere, and parents are fighting for them, and it kind of just ruins the whole moment.
You have to pay $1 billion online to get them.
That's how it was with the Nintendo Switch when it first came out. And of course, having boys that are teenagers, that's all they wanted.
And they were paying for it themselves.
Yeah, we're like, we'll give you some money. You got to save it. But then we couldn't even find it. They had to wait like 4 weeks to get their birthday gift.
Well, last year we got Hatchimals, and we were really excited about it because we found it on Black Friday with a really good sale and such. But they didn't even play with them. So hopefully Fingerlings is a better success than the Hatchimals.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That's typical kiddo.
Yes. Well, thank you for sharing.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You bet. Happy holidays. Speaking of holidays, our holiday hookup.
Yep, we're giving you a chance to win some really cool stuff, like a trip for two to New York City to meet Haley Steinfeld, gift cards, cleaning for the maids, matching luggage, matching holiday jammies. You have to guess the exact amount, how much all of those things would cost, dollar and cents, and if you get it correctly, you win all of it.
You think it'll go pretty quick?
I don't know. You have to keep track of the guesses, and we'll tell you if you're too high or too low. Your next chance to guess will be after 11 with Jenny Matthews.
Mix 93.3.